or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. At 11 o'clock, after some technical difficulties, it is 51 blustery degrees in Flemington. Thank you. Forecast for today is increasing clouds with a high near 59. Winds gusting as high as 29 miles an hour. Tonight there's a chance of rain before 2 a.m. and then a chance of rain between rain and snow between 2 and 3 a.m. and snow after 3. Friday, snow before noon, a chance of 1 to 3 inches of accumulation. And Saturday and Sunday, it will be cold with a high in the low 30s both days. Monday, it warms up again a little bit, 37 degrees and sunny before the possibility of more snow comes in.
Good morning, and welcome to the library show.
You're going to have to tell me about the music I can't hear.
I don't have no idea what you're playing.
Well, no, you have to tell me if it's too loud or not. I am playing, this is Festive Overture by Shostakovich, performed by Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pop.
Okay, we'll find out why in a moment, but good morning and welcome to the library show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know that. Are you messing with me on purpose?
I'm trying to get my headphones working.
Well, you're hitting mine. What are we doing? Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, only 2 weeks until New Jersey Makers Day, HCL will be celebrating at the North County and South County branch libraries with a full schedule of events for the entire family. We'll give you the details. We'll also tell you about the upcoming Friends of HCL annual book sale, a huge event every spring. Jennifer says that math can teach us so much. Why are you staring at me? For example, if you're ever cold, just go stand in a corner. It's 90 degrees there.
Hear that, mother?
Entries are now being accepted for HCL's outdoor art show and sale coming in June, open to the first 75 local artists who enter. All that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
This is like a celebratory song you're playing. Are we celebrating something?
No, not particularly. Let me turn it, get it off, and then I will tell you how it came to be. I, of course, did not have some music picked out for today.
Okay.
And I was...
No surprises there.
Oh, shocking, right? And then I was thinking, maybe I'll play a march because it's March.
Gotcha.
And I looked up...
Following you so far.
Okay, and I looked up March, and then... The Marine Corps band clip that I found, I'm like, wait, we played this last year because I remember this geeky guy doing the introduction, the conductor. He was really goofy. So I don't want to play that again. So then I thought, Arthur Fiedler, he did a lot of marches. But the only Arthur Fiedler Boston Pops march I could find was Stars and Stripes, which is kind of trite. So then I just ran across this. And it actually has a Jim Thatch connection because I saw Arthur Fiedler play in the venue where you graduated high school.
You saw the Boston Pops at the Garden State Arts Center?
I did. Back in the day when lawn seats were cheap.
They're not cheap anymore?
I guess probably not. Do they even have lawn seats anymore?
I haven't been to a concert there in years, Jennifer. Have you?
No.
Is the Boston Pops still a thing? Are they still like an orchestra?
They are. And the last time, Keith Lockhart was the conductor. I don't know if he still is or not.
So you're a big classical music person, huh? What's your favorite piece of classical music that you would like to listen to?
Oh, good grief. I like Bach because he's very scientific.
Okay.
I'm tired of Mozart's Requiem because it's a favorite piece of my sister's, and we often listen to it.
And it's depressing, and I know how you like the depressing music.
I saw a depressing movie on Monday.
Manchester by the Sea?
No, I did not get to see it yet. I'm waiting till the library shows it.
Okay.
I saw Bitter Harvest, which I think just came out. We just saw previews for it on Thursday night.
Okay.
It's set in between World War I and World War II in the Ukraine. And Stalin has just come to power in Russia. And it's this little-known micro-history where he cut off the borders and he seized all their food and all their land, and he starved 7 to 10 million people.
Really? To death?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
In the Ukraine. This is part of Russia?
Well, it's a separate country, but at one point it was part of the Soviet Republic.
Why did he do it?
You know, I'm sitting there the whole movie going, what do you want to bother these people for? They have such a nice life. They're not looking for anything.
And why, where's the title Bitter Harvest come from and all that?
Well, I guess because they had very rich grain production. So their harvest was bitter because they had to give it all away.
Okay. Interesting. So are you recommending this movie to our listening audience?
If you don't mind, really utterly depressing. Jeremy Irons' son Max was in it. And he's very good. And Terrence Stamp, who was a British actor.
He sounds familiar.
Yeah, in the
What's
60s.
He been in?
I don't know what I meant to look it up because I knew you were going to ask me.
That's okay, Jennifer.
And I did not. But it's worth a look.
Very good. Getting back to the Hunterdon County Library, got some programs coming up for you this week. Actually, we had a program last night. Marshall's Dixieland Band performed. I actually missed it myself. I have not heard yet how it went, but I talked to Warren Buckleitner before, and he said he had a nice show set up, ready to go for them, so good. I'm sure it was very good. Why are you laughing?
I'll tell you. I forgot to tell you. I'll tell you later.
Something about the program last night?
The setup became an issue.
Oh, I know. I got texts.
I know.
Is that where you're laughing, or is there something I still don't know?
No, it's along those lines.
Okay, some other programs coming up. Let's see, what's the date today, Jennifer? It's March 9th. It's actually my mother's birthday today.
Is it happy birthday? That's the third thing I know about today.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know a lot more about today in history, but...
Happy birthday, Fern.
I believe she's...
You don't announce your mother's age on
Oh, okay. That's a faux pas. Fred Miller, our resident singer, pianist, narrator, kicks off his spring concert... afternoon concert series next Wednesday at the North County Branch Library. He'll be singing songs from all over the map, Jennifer, so I'm guessing these are geography-based classic tunes that he'll be singing about. The concert's at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch on Wednesday, March 15th. It will be repeated, same topic, at the Hunterdon County Library on Thursday, March 16th at 2 p.m., so you have two opportunities to see Fred Miller next week. And if you have never seen Fred Miller and you like old classic music, I highly suggest it. All the programs Jennifer and I are talking about are available to view on our webpage, hclibrary.us. On the homepage, just click on the events calendar or the big word events in the bottom right-hand corner of our homepage, and all the flyers to all our programs will come up with all the details about how to sign up, etc., etc.
Including the one for tonight at North County Branch.
Okay.
Jamie Novak, organizing humorist, motivational speaker, and best-selling author, will be there to help you jumpstart your spring decluttering. Keep this and toss that. Not sure where to begin, what to do first, or where to find the time to declutter? No problem. Jamie Novak, in this Laugh Aloud Funny one-hour program, will help you jumpstart your spring decluttering, and that's tonight at 7 p.m. on March at the North County Branch Library, 65 Halsted Street.
Tomorrow afternoon, there's a movie at the North County Branch Library, Friday, March 10th at 2 p.m. If you have not seen the movie Arrival, which was nominated for some Academy Awards, it may be one or two, will be shown that Friday, March 10th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. It stars Amy Adams.
Uh-oh.
What?
It's a typo.
I don't realize that that
big
a deal.
Oh, no, it's backwards. Never mind. Sorry. I'm reading it backwards.
Okay. Is this something we need to discuss at this moment?
No. I'm reading it that it was March 30th, but that's at headquarters.
Okay, Jennifer.
I'm discombobulated as usual.
Great. And once again, grind the show to a halt. We also are playing a movie tonight, Jennifer. I'm sorry. No, that's next Thursday. Do I need to talk about that? No.
No, but on Tuesday night,
okay.
The North County Branch Book Group discussion will meet at 7 p.m., and they will be reading Still Alice by Lisa Genova. When Dr. Alice Howland starts forgetting things, like Jennifer, she thinks it might be menopause. But when she gets lost jogging near her home on a route she has taken many times, she knows something is seriously wrong and seeks medical help. Not quite 50, she is totally unprepared for the diagnosis, early onset Alzheimer's. As the disease progresses, Alice and her husband John learn everything they can about the disease and treatments, but Alzheimer's quickly takes its toll on both Alice and her family. Thank you.
We have some exhibits at the Huntington County Library and the North County Branch Library at HCL during the month of March. We'll be showing work from the local group Broads with Brushes. So several women in that group that do a lot of nice artwork, and I highly suggest coming to seeing that. The Holcomb Jimison Farmstead Museum also has a display of early American farm implements, etc. It's always very popular. They do that every March for us. At the North County Branch Library in March, the Voorhees art students. I don't know how to read this. Sure, art students learn drawing and painting, but to prepare for jobs ahead, Jennifer, their fields of study extend to photography, ceramics, yearbook production, web design, animation, and TV and video production. The imagination and talent they share with us during March at the North County Branch Library is inspiring and delightful to see. So that's in the art, that's in the display cases, and then that's also the art show. So it's throughout the library of Voorhees art students' imagination and talent are on display, Jennifer, with a variety of medium.
And if you look on our Facebook page, you'll see some pictures of Broads with Brushes in the Holcomb Jemison Farm.
Very good. On our Facebook page, like the Huntington County Library on Facebook and get all these updates. Jennifer walks around the library with her new toy, snapping pictures.
Oh, I can't say.
What?
Nothing. Yes.
Okay, Jennifer, let's go to our first commercial break, and I will we'll have a short discussion while we listen to these commercial messages.
Okay.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Huntington County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Huntington Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. My name is Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Day in History.
You sound like they're Bengals.
Good morning, Jennifer. It's welcome to Today in History. Brought to you by Minute Maid Orange Juice. Isn't that what Bing used to promote? Did he? Why did that come to my mind? Today is March 9th, 2017. This time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date in years past. I also are going to ask her a couple of people who were born on this date. I don't have much today, Jennifer. Let's see how you do. Excuse me?
You say that every week.
I guess I'm getting bored with history. Maybe I should think of a new thing to do. But for the time being, let's go back to 1841, Jennifer.
And I have to tell you, we've done a Thursday, March 9th already in our
rotation, so yeah. See if there's anything repeating, yeah. Probably.
All right, 1841.
In 5 years, I guess it will. No, doesn't it take 7 years for it to repeat?
And there was a leap year in there, so I think that's what it did.
The U.S. Supreme Court, Jennifer, rules in the United States versus the Amistad case. What was the ruling, or what was that whole thing about?
It was about
the U.S. versus the Amistad.
It was about bringing people to America as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
From Africa.
Yes. And what happened? And why is there a court case about it?
I don't know.
The captive Africans seized control of the ship carrying them, Jennifer.
Good for them.
Yes, so there was a trial on them, and they were found, I guess, innocent because they had been taken into slavery illegally.
How can you take someone into slavery illegally?
I think any time you take anyone into slavery, that should be illegal, Jennifer, but I guess there were legal ways to do it back then. And their rights were denied, I don't know. But I guess this was the first step in the right direction. Unfortunately, it took so long. But moving on, let's go to the very next year, Jennifer, 1842. What happened on this date at Rancho San Francisco in California on this date in 1842?
Rancho?
Hmm?
Does that have anything to do with gold?
Yes.
They found gold.
The first documented discovery of gold in California 6 years before the California Gold Rush.
I was fascinated by Sutter's Mill when I was a child.
Wasn't Sutter from Lamberville?
I think so, yeah. Yes, he was.
And why were you fascinated by it?
I don't know.
You wish you were part of the gold rush?
I was fascinated by a lot of things.
Let's go to 1862, Jennifer. We're spending a lot of time in the 19th century today. It was an American Civil War battle between the USS Monitor and the CSS Virginia.
Not the Merrimack.
They were also called the Merrimack, Jennifer. So they battled in Hampton Roads, which is down near Norfolk. Who won the battle?
The Monitor.
It's the first battle between two ironclad warships, and it ended in a draw. Much like a soccer game back then. Ended in a tie. Don't soccer games end in ties?
Yes.
The Merrimack.
Yes, okay.
Just a bad attempt at a joke. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No.
1959, what makes its debut at the American International Toy Fair in New York City? By the way, I was in New York City yesterday.
I know you were.
You didn't ask me any questions about it. I know how much you love.
You went to a ball game. Did you do anything else?
New York, of course we did.
What else did you do?
We hit a few bars before the
Shocking.
Ball game. 6 hours of bar hopping before the
Shocking.
Basketball
good
game. Actually, a very good basketball game. St. John's beat Georgetown. Kiko got this question right, Jennifer.
The only college basketball game I ever saw was St. John's and Villanova.
Oh, yeah. Way back in the classics in the 80s when they were both good?
Probably like 83, 84.
St. John's and Georgetown are both not as good as they used to be.
I meant to print out the brackets.
They're not ready.
They didn't know them yet?
Not till Sunday, Jennifer. This Sunday is Selection Sunday.
All right, then okay.
Jennifer's referring to the NCAA March Madness tournament. The teams for the brackets are made this Sunday, Jennifer, and then the games start next.
I am like a week off.
Wednesday.
All year. I've been a week ahead.
Oh, yeah?
1959. Give me a hint. It's a toy, I know.
Yes, it's a toy.
So it's been 50 years old. Give me a hint.
Kiko got this correct.
G.I. Joe.
You're on the right track. It is a doll.
Barbie.
Barbie is correct.
Of course, Kiko knew Barbie.
So we went to a bar called the Keg Room. Have you ever been there?
No. It's in Midtown.
It's, 36th Street.
Yeah.
You don't like Midtown?
I don't go to Midtown.
We went to a rooftop bar since it was so beautiful yesterday. The top
nice.
Of the Empire State Building was glowing pink. Why? Here's an alternate trivia question. They lit up the Empire State Building
pink.
Because
it was International Women's Day or something?
That's correct.
Did you take any pictures up there?
Yeah, actually, I want to see a picture of the pink Trade Center.
No. I want you to send me pictures from the rooftop. Wait, did they light up the trolls?
No, I mean the pink Empire State Building.
I'll look at it.
All right. We'll do that during the commercial break, Jennifer. Okay, finally, one more thing. 2011, the Space Shuttle Discovery makes its final landing. My question to you is, how many flights did Discovery make in its career? Give you within five.
13.
39.
Wow. That's a lot.
39 successful flights of Discovery. Okay, finally, born, Jennifer, in 1902, Will Geer.
He was grandpa on the Waltons.
He was. He must have done other things, though.
Yeah.
And we mentioned this gentleman last week, but he was born in 1936 on March 9th, Mickey Gilley.
He did some of the music for Urban Cowboy?
Correct. Gilley's was the bar featured in Urban Cowboy. Actually, what was one of the songs he sang in that?
He did the Orange Blossom Special, his band did.
Oh, yeah. Good song.
He did not do Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
No. Who'd you say that was? Johnny Lee?
Yes. What does Kiko have to say?
Kiko was correct. Kiko said Barbie.
I know, but when you said Kiko got it right, I thought G.I. Joe, because Kiko being a G.I. Joe himself.
He's sending me some mem. I don't really know what it means. I got to think about it. Okay. So that's today in history, Jennifer. March 9th. What other two things did you say you knew about March 9th?
Oh, they're not pleasant things, and they're not really for...
They're not for public consumption?
No.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Why don't we talk about something else then?
Why don't we talk about the English Conversation Group that's going to start at the North County Branch Library?
Can you do it in another language?
You
speak a little Spanish, isn't that correct?
A little bit, enough to get the toilet paper changed. You know, somebody's stealing the toilet paper out of the main floor bathrooms at the headquarters library.
Stealing what?
The toilet paper.
Really? Just rolls of toilet paper?
Yes. Every day.
Got to put a camera in there.
Extra in. You can't
just give, let them have it. Put like 400 rolls in there and see it then.
See, yeah, we should put extra in, and then whoever comes out with...
Put a tracker in one of them.
But seriously, if you would like to practice speaking English with others, come to the North County Branch Library. All languages are welcome. And this is... You can interact with other adult non-native English speakers in a relaxed and welcoming environment in order to practice and gain confidence in your speaking and listening skills, presuming that you know what that paragraph says in your language. And we are going to have this flyer translated into Spanish. And we're going to try and get
that's it translated. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, I thought so. It's going to meet at the North County Branch Library on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. on April 12th and 26th, May 17th and 31st, June 14th and June 28th. Advanced registration is recommended, but you can just walk in. And we have, at headquarters, we currently have a display of world language books on the main floor. And upstairs we have a display of Rosetta Stone. Am I disturbing you?
No, hey, I'm showing you a picture.
Okay. Very nice.
Isn't that nice? Nice little rooftop bar on like 32nd Street.
You said 36th a minute ago.
That was a different bar,
oh,
Jennifer.
Of course. Silly me. And I presume you had something to do with this book, Mark?
I made it. Why do we need more?
No, we don't.
Okay.
So there's a world language trivia on here, and some of these are sourced, and some of the answers are not. So I'm not going to attest to the veracity of all these answers. But Jim, how many languages are there in the world?
A lot, Jennifer, an awful lot.
It's generally accepted there are about 7,000 living languages in the world today. And there are some musicians that are fascinated by the study of these small tribal languages or small localized village languages. And they're trying to revive some of them.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Which language has the longest alphabet?
The Phoenician.
Khmer, K-H-M-E-R. It has 74 letters, 33 consonants, 23 vowels, and 12 independent
vowels. Did you ever make up a language when you were little?
Probably.
That only you understood
probably
and your best
and I,
friends?
My sisters and I probably did.
You don't remember any of it?
No. Which language has the shortest alphabet?
I have no idea, Jennifer.
It's Rhotokas, a language. It only has 12 letters. It is a language isolated on the island of Bougainvillea, part of Papua New Guinea.
Said a lot of words I've never heard before in my life.
What's the world's most translated document?
Bible, Magna Carta.
It is
the
actually
Dead Sea Scroll.
The United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which has been translated into 370 different languages, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
By the way, what did you say about snow? Is it going to snow when?
Tuesday there's talk of snow.
Was there anything tonight? How much tonight?
Tonight and tomorrow, 1 to 3.
1 to 3 inches?
Yeah.
Overnight tonight?
Yeah. Didn't you notice the brine on Route 12 coming down here?
The what?
Brine. The white stripes down the middle of the road because the state brined the highway?
No.
Of course not. And the first language, Khmer, is the Cambodian language. Aside from the Bible, what is the world's most translated book? This one surprised me.
Common Sense by Thomas Paine.
No, The Adventures of Pinocchio, 26 times from the original Italian. Which language is most frequently learned as a second language?
English.
Correct. And who is the world's most translated author?
Twain.
Agatha Christie. Her 69 detective novels have been translated into at least 103 languages.
Thank you.
Thank you. So if you're interested in improving your English, stop in at the North County Branch Library.
Very good. That's a good program.
Yes.
And when we translate it, we'll actually hit the target audience. Or whatever.
Well, we've asked
put it in another language.
We've asked someone to translate it into Spanish.
All right, I mentioned Maker's Day at the beginning of the show. New Jersey Maker's Day is March 25th, 2017, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be celebrating at the North County Branch and the South County Branch Library, as we have for the past few years. At the North County Branch, here's some things that you can bring your family to, that you can sit in on and learn a new hobby. Meet some new friends, etc. Here are some of the activities going on at the North County Branch Library. You can pound some metal and engrave. All these, by the way, are free, Jennifer. You can come learn all of this for free. Quite the opportunity. Pound some metal and engrave a pendant with the Reddington Metalworks. Discover what 3D printing is all about from the RoboStorm Robotics 4-H Club. Attend the class at the Art Academy and learn how to draw, apply color, and work the edges of a still life painting. Cheer for your favorite robot in a Lego BattleBots challenge. Build motorized models using bricks for kids. Design a Play-Doh creation, then light it up using squishy circuits. Make a catapult with the Hunterdon County Parks and Recreation. Watch a skilled craftsman at work on a loom and try it yourself. Learn the art of origami. Meet the creative Voorhees High School Environmental Club and learn how to reuse and recycle items. Watch a sewing or quilting demonstration and try it yourself. Design a video game with the help of GameU. Make a fabulous fabric egg. What is a fabric egg, Jennifer? Is that a typo?
Fabric egg?
It says fabric. With the Community Garden Club of Hunterdon County, I'm going to go with it. Join an architectural Lego build with bricks for kids and construct a famous building. Design an LED flower from colorful papers. Watch the North County Branch Library fiber artists demonstrate a spinning wheel and try it yourself. Try beads, stringing, weaving, wire working, and kumihimo with the Delaware Valley Bead Club, Jennifer. So if you go to our webpage, before I mention what's going on at the South County branch, there's a link right on our homepage, hclibrary.us, about all the activities and what time they'll be at each location. Now for the South County branch library, Jennifer, located in Lambertville, what can you expect if you visit the South County branch library on March 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.? There'll be a presentation by the Holcomb at Jimison Farmstead Museum. There'll be a presentation by the Red Mill Museum. You can build bridges from common materials and see how much weight they can hold. Paper automata, which are machines made out of paper. Bristlebots, simple robots you can make to clean up spills. Simple circuits with unlikely power sources, such as fruit. Button making, take home your very own button and make your own design. Legos will be available all day for free building opportunities. And much, much more. So once again, this is New Jersey Maker's Day. It happens throughout the state, including two locations in Huntington County, the North County and South County branch libraries. March 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And though the flyers neglect to mention it, we want to thank the Friends of the Huntington County Library for sponsoring both of these events, and ShopRite of Huntington, who is donating a lot of the materials to the South County branch.
Very good. Okay, we're about halfway through the library show. Is that correct, Jennifer? We are. Do we have to do a commercial break?
We do not.
Do we have to do any weather?
We do not.
No? So where would you like to go to next,
Wherever
then?
You would like. I could go
Which is code for Jennifer is not prepared.
I am prepared. I'm asking.
Jim carry the show once again.
I am prepared. I was giving you a choice, but tough luck. Today is the second Thursday of the month. Therefore, the new library reads list is out. Aren't you excited?
Yes. I'm excited that you're actually reading something here.
Stop. The top pick that librarians across the country love and they can't wait to get in your hands in April is Anything is Possible by Elizabeth Strout. She does not disappoint with her newest work. Her brilliant collection takes up where the novel My Name is Lucy Barton leaves off. The chapters read like short stories with Lucy Barton as the thread that runs between them. The characters populate Amgash, Illinois, and their stories are woven together carefully and wonderfully. No one captures the inner workings of small-town characters better than Strout. Written to be read and enjoyed many times, I highly recommend for readers of fine literary fiction. And that was from Mary Vernau, the Tyler Public Library in Texas. The fourth book on the list has what I think so far this year is the best cover of the year. It's Miss You, a novel by Kate Eberlin. And the cover is it's an off-white background with the words Miss You in bright patchwork colors with silhouette designs on the back. Tess and Gus meet when they are both 18 and on holiday in Italy. Their meeting is one of those instant connections, but they go their separate ways. Tess returns home.
Did we have an instant connection?
You and me?
Yeah.
Not like that.
Oh, I mean just like... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It didn't have to be like that.
Well, but Tess and Gus's was. No, I think we clicked pretty early on.
Do you remember when you first met me?
Yes.
You do?
I do. Because, like, you were in the back room like a hobbit or something, and we never saw you.
Ah, the good old days.
And we all thought you liked chocolate milk.
I did. I just can't drink it anymore because it's fattening, Jennifer.
No. So Tess returns home expecting to go to university, but instead her mother dies, leaving Tess to care for her much younger sister. Gus goes to medical school and deals with the death of his brother. And the story is told from alternating points of view, and Tess and Gus keep missing each other, or they just keep having glancing blows until the very end, and you hope they meet again.
But they do.
They do.
Of course.
The Stars Are Fire by Anita Shrev. Grace, a young woman with two small children, lives by the coast of Maine in 1947. Her marriage isn't very happy, but she's dutiful and devoted to her children. After escaping a devastating fire that wiped out her town and nearby forests, Grace has to become braver, stronger, and more resourceful than she's ever been. She manages it, and it's lovely to watch her until something unexpected makes her life contract once more. This was deeply engaging and opened a real window on what it would have been like to be a woman in a small town in the 1940s. And there is a nonfiction book on the list this year, The Killers of the Flower Moon, The Osage Murders and the Birth of the FBI by David Gran. In the 1920s, a string of unsolved murders rocked the Osage Indian Nation in Oklahoma. Made rich by oil rights, the Osage were already victimized by unscrupulous businessmen and social prejudice. But these men were so egregious, the newly formed FBI was brought in to investigate. Immensely readable, this book brings a shameful part of the U.S. history alive and will keep readers thinking long after they have finished the book. And the last book on the list is a book, frankly, I had forgotten completely about until I got the email last Thursday night that said this was going to be on the list. It's Gone Without a Trace by Mary Torgerson. Hannah is eager to return home to her boyfriend, Matt Stone, with news of her impending work promotion. Hannah's joy quickly turns to terror when she finds Matt missing and the house empty of all evidence of his presence. She begins to feel she is being stalked and receives messages that she is certain are from Matt. Little by little, Hannah descends into a darkness as all the truths start to unravel and a different tale emerges. This dark debut is one to devour yet savor at the same time. And that is recommended by yours truly.
Thank you. So if anybody wants to get their hands on one of these books, Jennifer, what do they do?
They would go to our library website, our catalog, ipac.hclibrary.us, search for the title, and then click on the format you want.
Awesome.
Place a hold on it, and then you will be one of the first people to get it when they come out next month.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome applesauce.
Yes. Are we ready for a commercial break yet?
Nope.
Can I plunge right into the book sale? The Friends of HCO book sale is coming up. A sure sign of spring in Hunterdon County. One of the best book sales on the East Coast, says some sources.
Have you ever been to a book sale?
I was once. Yes, I was. I have been. So there. One time.
Were you really?
One is at the Armory. Yes. But it's not at the Armory anymore, Jennifer. It's at the Fairgrounds. Everybody knows where the Fairgrounds is in Ringo's, right off of Route 179. The dates this year for the book sale are Saturday, April 29th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, April 30th, which is always half price day, Jennifer. That'll be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Monday is bag day, May 1st. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., you buy a bag for $5?
$5.
$5. You buy a big bag and fill it with books. And that's all you have to pay for all those books. So three great days, Jennifer. There's an early bird admission on Saturday. You can get in 2 hours early. If you're a member of the Hunterdon County Library Friends Group, you get in for free, or you can pay $20 to get into the early bird admission. Most books, Jennifer, how much do they cost? Are there prices? Like there's more expensive ones, like a book boutique, but then most of them are like a dollar. $2 kind
last
of thing?
Last year the hardcovers were, I think, $2, and the oversized paperbacks were $2.
So $2 most.
But they haven't announced the prices yet this year, so I don't know if...
And DVDs, same deal, like a dollar per DVD,
$2? $2, I think.
How much?
I think there were a couple dollars last year.
A couple dollars. I mean,
a
fraction
cheap.
Of the cost of yes. what they would normally be is the point I'm trying to make here,
yes.
Jennifer.
Yes, yes.
So if you're not a member of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and you want to...
Get in
for free for 2 hours. Just join the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. I think the annual fee to join the Friends, maybe $15.
I think so.
Then you, get into
friends?
This great group. No, I don't think so. isn't that a conflict of interest?
No, you should be a member to support your friends group.
I support my friends in many other ways. But if they need me to do it monetarily, Jennifer, I'm there. Are you saying they need me to?
No, I don't.
So it's a great group to join. I mean, this is an added benefit that you get into the book sale for early for free. But you also join a great group of people that do a lot of great work for the Hunterdon County Library.
New word
raising
please.
Money, having fun. What else do they do?
Great things.
Great things. Is that how we're going to leave it? All right, some other information. I've told you where it's at. This is what will be for sale. They'll be selling hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, books on CD, DVDs and LPs, and then music CDs and video games and sheet music. If you're going to donate, Jennifer, they have a couple book drives, April 15th at the South County Park Fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and April 22nd. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So what you do is if you have a lot of books you would like to donate, just put them in your car, drive down to the fairgrounds on one of those two dates, and we'll unload the car for you. Just pull up, greet one of our friendly volunteers, and what's the point you're trying to make here? Are you trying to guilt me into doing something for this?
No. Far
I will, Jennifer.
Me.
If you want me to, I'm there. You want me to unload cars on April 15th? I'll be there.
Unless there's a basketball game.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Then, I knew there's something under the... All right, those are the book drives. So those are, if you have a lot of books, if you just have a small amount of books that you would like to donate, you could drop them off at any of the library locations throughout the county, and we'll take care of them for you. We'll get them to the South County Branch Park for you for book sale day. So if you've never been, it's huge. I mean, there's hundred thousand items for sale, right, Jennifer? Even more, probably. 250,000 items they usually have that you can buy.
I don't think it's quite that
many. No? It's over 100,000, though.
Yes.
I know that. Of all manner of media. And if you'd like to volunteer for the book sale, if you join the Friends and you want to volunteer, the book sale is not possible without the wonderful volunteers. Fill out a volunteer form and return it to the Friends of the Huntington County Library. How do they get a volunteer form, Jennifer?
On the website, there's a link to one.
Okay.
And if you were a friend last year, when you got your latest newsletter, there was a volunteer form in there. Or you could just stop at one of the libraries, and they should have one for you.
And finally, the money raised from the annual book sale benefits your local library and its patrons. Not only is the book sale our main fundraiser and community event, something gets cut off here, Jennifer. When you print off the webpage, things get cut off.
They do.
Whether you make a donation, volunteer, or just come and buy books, your support is greatly appreciated. And we greatly appreciate our wonderful friends of the Huntington County Library Group.
You've used a lot of adjectives, Jim.
When I talk about the Friends, Jennifer, that's not enough. Use more adjectives, I would. That's how wonderful they are.
All right, before we go to our last commercial break, I want to talk about a debut novel that's coming out.
Hey, did you have trivia for me today?
I'm getting to that after the break.
Oh, okay.
Chill.
Debut novels?
Yeah. I just want to talk about one.
Go ahead.
The Gargoyle Hunters by John Freeman Gill. And John Freeman Gill is an architect writer. He writes for, the name escapes me. It's a New York City architecture magazine. Now, when you were in the city, you were up on all these rooftops, did you notice any of the architectural detail in these buildings? Did you?
Yes.
You're an art student, so do you appreciate the architecture?
I do, Jennifer. I love all the old Art Deco buildings in New York City.
Well, this is a book set in the 1970s when the city was a little bit more run down, and this man has just left his family, and he steals the gargoyles and things.
He steals them?
From the buildings. Or if a building has been knocked down, he will go. And
that must be difficult to steal a gargoyle, Jennifer.
Well, he sends his son up.
To steal a 2-ton sculpture?
Yeah.
How is this possible?
I don't know.
Is this some Superman?
Yes. They take the smaller pieces, not the huge gargoyles. The bigger pieces, they wait till the building is knocked down, and they're stealing all these architectural treasures, and he feels he's saving New York.
Is this a true story?
No.
Oh.
No. But it's set in the 1970s, and it's got a really good setting.
Sounds good. Sounds interesting. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. All right. So we will go to our last commercial break, and we will come back with the aforementioned trivia.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gonneau will be in 12 minutes to take care of some business. And right now we have the requested Bruce Springsteen trivia for Jim Thatch.
That's right, Bruce Springsteen trivia. Did you find a difficult one?
I don't know. It's like 38 different quizzes, so we'll go.
I know, but on the quiz page, I think it says it rates them if it's tough or easy or difficult. But go ahead.
This one is average, but then I'll do a tough one after that.
Gotcha, Jennifer.
Okay, Jim. This is Bruce Springsteen covered us.
Okay.
Okay. Here's 10 classic numbers from other artists that Bruce Springsteen has infused with his own personality.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be a tough one.
They said it was average. Okay, on August 21st, 2008, Bruce Springsteen performed a cover of which Bobby Fuller 4 song as a tribute to Joe Strummer? Wrong on Boyo, Every Little Bit Hurts, Police on My Back, or I Fought the Law?
I think it's I Fought the Law.
All Men Are Brothers was a tribute album released in 1994 to honor the late Curtis Mayfield. Bruce Springsteen recorded a version of which Mayfield song that was also a hit for Brian Hyland in 1970? It's All Right, People Get Ready, You Must Believe Me, or Gypsy Woman?
People Get Ready, I think.
Which of the following songs originally written and recorded by Tom Waits is often mistaken as a Bruce Springsteen composition?
Jersey Girl.
Bruce Springsteen opened his show at Toronto Sky Dome on September 10th, 2003 with the song My Ride's Here as a tribute to which American singer who had passed away 3 days beforehand? Robert Palmer, Edwin Starr, Maurice Gibb, or Warren Zevon?
Warren Zevon, maybe.
Maurice Gibb was an Australian singer, so that would be a clue there.
I missed an easy clue.
That it wasn't him.
Right.
Bruce Springsteen has recorded a version of which of Viva Las Vegas, true or false?
True.
Which song did Edwin Starr take to number one on the U.S. charts in 1970 that Bruce Springsteen would later use to speak out against the futility of armed conflict? War Paint, Waterloo Sunset, War, Warlord?
Probably War. Waterloo Sunset is the Kinks.
By what name does Bruce Springsteen call the following medley of songs?
Detroit Medley.
What?
The Detroit Medley?
It is Devil with a Blue Dress, Good Golly Miss Molly, CeCe Ryder, and Jenny, 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 Take a Ride.
Right.
Three tracks on the Bruce Springsteen's 2009 album, Working on a Dream, have titles that can be linked to the Beatles. Which of the following tracks is not linked to the Beatles? Life Itself, Tomorrow Never Knows, Surprise, Surprise, or Hungry Heart? This one, you should...
Hungry Heart is not on that album.
Dunk.
Surprise, Surprise was a birthday song. Tomorrow Never Knows was actually a title of a Beatles song. What was the first one?
Life Itself.
It's probably... it's Hungry Heart, Jennifer.
Which precipitous Creedence Clearwater Revival song, the B-side of their...
Who'll Stop the Rain?
70s traveling band has become a regular inclusion. Which of the following Jimmy Cliff songs did Bruce Springsteen record in 1985? Vietnam, The Harder They Come Back, Going West, or Trapped?
Trapped.
And let's see how you did.
Probably not good. Half.
Springsteen did perform a cover of I Fought the Law. All Men Are Brothers, Curtis Mayfield. It was Gypsy Woman. You got Jersey Girl correct. You got Warren Zevon correct. Bruce Springsteen did record a live version of Viva Las Vegas. War was the Edwin Starr song. And Detroit Medley is the name of the medley of songs. Working on a Dream Hungry Heart was not included, did not have a Beatles link. Who'll Stop the Rain was the CCR B-side of Traveling Band. And Trapped was the Jimmy Cliff song. So very well done. 9 out of 10.
Mm. Cool.
Cool. You want another one?
Sure.
You want a tough one or a hard one? An easy one.
Not an easy one. Give me a tough one.
All right. This one is Springsteen's People. He's famous for many characters that populate songs. I'll give you the name of the character.
Okay. This sounds interesting.
The name of the song.
I'm intrigued.
In which song does Bruce Spring sing... In which song does Bruce sing to his girl, Wendy? Open All Night.
Yeah, Wendy.
Nebraska, One Step Up, or Born to Run.
It's Born to Run, Jennifer.
I knew that, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Before Wendy was Sandy, what song did she appear in?
4th of July.
Asbury Park. Sheena of the Jungle was one of the female icons who paled into insignificance in this song. Pink Cadillac, Crush on You, You Can Look, Pilgrim in the Temple of Love.
Sheena of the Jungle is Crush on You. Meek and Mild.
Bruce's friends in this live favorite include Sloppy Sue, Little Dynamite, and Big Bones Billy. Wild Billy's Circus Story, Spirit of
Rosalita.
The Night. Rosalita. The character Bad Scooter in this song.
10th Avenue Freezeout.
And what do we know about 10th Avenue Freezeout?
What do we know about it?
What is Jennifer's favorite Bruce Springsteen?
Oh.
Junior Johnson is one of the celebrities mentioned in
Cadillac Ranch.
Which song opens with the Ragamuffin Gunner?
Blinded by the Light.
Nope. Saint in the City, The Angel, Growing Up, or Lost in the Flood?
Wait, what's the name of the guy again?
Ragamuffin Gunner.
I thought that was... what are the choices again?
Saint in the City, The Angel, Growing Up, or Lost in the Flood?
Let's say Saint in the City.
Queen Isabella gives Christopher Columbus a hand in this song. The Angel, TV movie, Pink Cadillac, or Stand on It?
I don't know. The Angel. That's wrong, but...
This song features two gangs, the Skulls and the Pythons. The Promise, Jungle Land, Zero and Blind Terry, or Born to Run?
If they mention it, it must be Zero and Blind Terry.
In which song does Kyle William get baptized?
Wow.
Living Proof, Reason to Believe, My Beautiful Reward, or The Honeymooners?
Say Living Proof.
After Wendy came Wanda. In which song do we meet Wanda? Born to Run, Brilliant Disguise, Johnny 99, or Open All Night?
Open All Night.
Where do we meet Puerto Rican Jane?
I know this.
Incident on 57th Street?
I think that's it, but keep going.
Sinola Cowboys, Rosalita, or Human Torch?
I think it's the first one.
Joan Fontaine is one of the many names mentioned in this early song. Kitty's Back, Blinded by the Light, Does This Bus Stop at 82nd Street, or For You?
I say Blinded by the Light. I'm getting killed now.
This is a long one. Wow, this is really long.
Do we have time if we got to cut it off?
No, we're going to go fast. In which song does Bruce Lee rate a mention? Stand on It, Local Hero.
Local Hero, definitely.
The stories of Lieutenant Jimmy Bly and Rafael Rodriguez are told separately in verses of this song. Souls of the Departed, Galveston Bay, The New Timer, Shut Out the Light.
Say the first one.
Bruce likes to throw the names of action heroes around. Which song features a reference to James Bond? I'm a Rocker, TV movie?
It's I'm a Rocker.
Madame Marie is one of the many characters mentioned in this song.
Sandy.
Nope. Blinded by the Light, 4th of July, Asbury Park.
Sandy, yes.
What?
That's also called Sandy, okay. That song.
Joe Roberts tells his story in this song.
Joe Roberts?
Highway Patrol, Streets of Philadelphia, Dead Man Walking, or Pittsburgh?
Say Dead Man Walking.
Little Willie and the Soul Brooms, Get the Crowd Dancing, in which song? Seaside Bar, Where the Bands Are, Give the Girl a Kiss, Take Them as They Come.
Where the Bands Are.
Catherine Lefevre tells a story in this song. American Skin, Spare Parts, Car Wash, or Shut the Light Out?
Spare Parts.
X-Man, Cochise, and Little Spider are friends in this song. The Line, Sinaloa Cowboys, Balboa Park, or The New Timer?
I don't know. Pick one.
Missy Bimbo and Margarita are amongst the many characters mm-hmm. in this early tune.
You're stumping me here.
4th of July at New York City Serenade, Wild Billy.
Serenade. Or it could be Wild Billy, but go ahead.
All right. Johnny, Billy, and Terry are names used in a lot of Bruce Springsteen songs, but which song mentions all three in the first two lines? Seaside Bar Song, Backstreets, The Promise, or Racing in the Street?
Backstreets.
Billy is a name that comes up regularly. Where do we meet Billy Sutter? Galveston Bay, Cautious Man, Brothers Under the Bridge, or Rock Away the Days?
Brothers Under the Bridge.
Bruce uses the name Mary a lot, Thunder Road, and River. Which of these songs does not contain the word Mary? The Rising, Car Wash, Straight Time, or Tunnel of Love?
Tunnel of Love.
Oh, I think it does. Let's see.
I don't know, Jennifer.
Wendy isn't Born to Run. Sandy is in 4th of July, Asbury Park.
If I get 10, I'll be happy.
Crush on You was Sheena of the Jungle. Rosalita included Sloppy Joe, Little Dynamite, and Big Bone Billy. Bad Scooter was in 10th Avenue Freeze Out. Cadillac Ranch does mention Junior Johnson. Ragamuffin Gunner opens with Lost in the Flood. Queen Isabella is in Stand on It. Skulls and the Pythons are mentioned in Zero and Blind Terry. Kyle Williams gets baptized in Reason to Believe. Wanda was met in Open All Night. Puerto Rican Jane was Incident on 57th Street. John Fontaine is mentioned in Does This Bus Stop at 82nd Street. Bruce Lee was in Local Hero. Lieutenant Billy Bly was Souls of the Departed. I'm a Rocker does refer to James Bond. Madame Maria is mentioned in 4th of July, Asbury Park. Joe Roberts' story is Highway Patrolman. Little Willie and the Soul Brooms is Seaside Bar Song. Catherine Lefevre is in Car Wash. X-Men is from Balboa Park. Missy Bimbo and Margarita in Wild Billy's Circus. I think you lost interest partway through.
I tailed off big time, Jennifer.
Johnny, Billy, and Terry are first used in The Promise. Billy is a name that comes up in Galveston Bay. And Tunnel of Love. Oh, Tunnel of Love, you were right. You got 14 out of 25.
Respectable. That was hard, but
average
thank you.
Average score is 15 out of 25. So
that's
well done.
The average score?
Yeah.
My God,
that was
I don't
a
think
hard one.
Bruce could get 20 out of 25.
All right, well, that's it. It's time for Jim Gano to come on in. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. And Jim Thatch is not.
And now to we meet again. Adios. Au revoir. I'll be the same.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.